Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 in English Only with the Doctor. Well, I was a little premature, I think, last week, and I said welcome to winter because we are no longer in winter, and I think spring has sprung. At least that's what I'm thinking, because my flowers in the garden, the irises specifically, are starting to come up and flower. What the heck? It is January. And on par with the disappointment that I have for the fact that there is no more snow on the ground, I'm also disappointed that I'm not able to provide you with any Canadian music today. I had a technical problem at home. I couldn't register any of the recordings that I had picked for today. So in the studio, I kind of picked and chose from whatever I could find that was on the ready-made lists on our server. So our first song for today is called The Boys of the Band by this fantastic punk rock group, the Lambini Girls from the UK. And they are a duo. It's Phoebe Lunny and Lily McClaria. I'm terrible with names if I don't know how to spell them. And they are this alternative punk rock band, and they are fantastic. They are new to the music scene. They started their first album came out, and their only album is called You're Welcome from 2023. And what I really like about them is that they are advocates of public safety for women, meaning that women are safe in public spaces. I think that's really great. And their self-described vibe is, you got to keep your friends in check and hold your friends accountable. This song is called Boys in the Band. Loved it. I like punk rock music. I find it very, very exciting and really stimulating. It's probably not the best time to listen to it when you're on your drive time home. So let's hope that this next song, which is a little bit more, I don't know, let's say Motown-y, from the Four Tops and 1965 album, their 1965 album called The Four Tops. tops the second album, which is not a very original album. They are, this band itself, they are renowned for their Motown feel. They're an American quartet from Detroit, and literally they defined the sound of Motown at the time. This is Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. Pretty happy song, considering on the when you're on your drive time, sometimes you're really, really angry. I'm not generally angry. I really enjoy driving. I love driving. I love driving long distance. I don't mind being in heavy traffic. I don't even mind people beeping their horns at me. I enjoy being in a car. I find the sound. I don't even listen to music, which is odd. When I'm in a car, I listen at best to audiobooks because I like the sound of an engine running. It's a very strange, I find it really, berçant. So the next song is not berçant. It's another, I would call, I don't know, alternative rock. It's an alternative rock country band from Denver, Colorado. They are called Woven Hand. And this is from their 2022 album, Silver Slash. It's called Acacia, and it's a really interesting song. I find it's, I don't know, the lyrics are quite strange. I find it almost, almost allegorical. There's a lot of, it feels like there's a lot of religious references. Anyway, this is what I found. This is not a Canadian singer, as I said before, on Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with a doctor. Had technical issues, and I couldn't download any of my Canadian music onto any flash drive whatsoever. So we're listening to whatever I could find on the server. Here you go. This is Acacia.
Come, did love. Of the fight's new stones, golden weakness upon this throne, awoken in the night.
As I introduced this song, I suggested that it was almost biblical in its reference, but I think I've reconsidered my assumption. I think it fits very well in a epic D&D session where you're wheedling into the small hours of the morning playing with a bunch of buddies, Dungeons and Dragons. That's more apropos for this particular song. The next song is called I Need a Doctor. Now, I Need a Doctor is from the band Hot Snakes and their album from 2018, Jericho Sirens. This Hot Snakes band, they formed in 1999 in the beautiful San Diego, California. Now, I have a history in San Diego, California. I spent 2.5 years living there during COVID, which is brutal, but it was the experience itself from a relief, or like the paysage, the countryside and the ocean and the temperature and the climate. I mean, there's no negative things you can say about San Diego. It is absolutely, it's a little dirty. The beaches are not that clean, but the temperature, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And the zoo there, man, if you go to California and you have the opportunity to hit San Diego, you have to go to the San Diego Zoo. I am totally against animals in captivity. And yet that was one of my favorite places when I was there. How ironic. This song, like I said, comes from their 2018 album, Jericho Sirens. And this is I Need a Doctor.
I need a doctor.
It's getting late. It's not getting late in today's day. We actually have more light and sun that's shining. Well, not so much today. It's a little gray. It was shining a little bit this morning. But it is certainly a wonderful, pleasant outside experience because there's no rain. It's nice. We've almost had rain. Well, we had some rain earlier on today, but we've had rain almost consecutively every single day since October 13th. And it is nice to have a little bit of a break. I row with the rowing club I'm noticing on a regular basis, perhaps I'm just oddly afraid of water, which is true. The Edgar Allan Poe poem, water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink, haunts me in my sleep when I think about open water. But it's getting higher and higher, the river Loise and Lynn. So it's an interesting row for those of us that are on the water because it is harder to do it as we go underneath all of the bridges because the current pushes us in the opposite direction. Now, the next song I have is from a turbulent, a controversial, similar to the vibe of the song that we just listened to from I Need a Doctor from the Hot Snakes. This particular band started in 1975, I think, and it's around the same time where the punk rock got really, really popular. In the Canadian context, one more influential band were the Dish Rags. Now, the Dish Rags was a female band; they were a female punk band, and they started. I personally think they introduced a punk rock music to Canada. They probably didn't, but they were really, really influential. They had a small one album that I can say really attributed to that influence. And then they kind of just drifted off of the music network. This next song, like I said, is from the Sex Pistols. And they originate in London, England, as you probably already know. And they have had this. They also, similar to the song before, have this really primal vibe. But what's interesting about them is that they are plagued regarding their continuity because they started in 75 and they ended in the 80s and they started again. It started again and then ended in 2028. And excuse me, I'm misquoting. Their lack of continuity seemed to be riddled with controversy, trauma, and even murder. So this particular song talks about not murder, but bodies. It's called Bodies from the Sex Pistols and their 1977 album, The Filth and the Fury.
Now
not an animal, at least not all the time. If you really need to know the truth, sometimes I eat like an animal, sometimes I scream like an animal, and sometimes on a full moon I howl like one, to the horror of my child. He hates it. He thinks it's crazy, and if you hear someone howling in the woods on a full moon, it's probably me in Compiègne, so I apologize for that. There are no wolves in Compiègne, it's just me running around screaming at the moon. So don't laugh at me. It's the truth, and that's okay. So thinking of moon and thinking of things that are more, I don't know, outdoorsy, I think that I think of Lou Reed. And Lou Reed, for me, seems to be my go-to camping band. So this next song is from his, called Lady Day, and it's from his 1973 album Berlin. Now, as we probably already know, that Lou Reed is an American singer and songwriter. He's best known for his involvement in the band Velvet Underground. And this has a very Velvet Underground feel. So it's not hard rock. It's still cutting edge for the time. This is Lou Reed and Lady Day. Oops.
When she walked on down the street, like a child staring at her feet. But when she passed the bar and she heard the music play, she had to go in and sing. It had to be that way. She had to go in and sing.
I said, no, no, no. I said, no, no, no. When no means no, it means no. The other day, I have this incredible fight reflex. Some people are freeze, some people are flight, and some people are fight. And it's instinctual. I was talking to my child the other day about it because I think it's not a very healthy way to live. And it's it can get you into trouble. Now, I have been very, very fortunate. My fight reaction has always brought me to safe places and never dangerous places. That's fortunate for me, but I can't say the same thing for other people that I know that have done that and gotten in a lot of trouble, even hospitalized. So I was telling him about this story. Now, I was attacked by a dog a few years ago, and I have my own dogs, but this German Shepherd, so this German Shepherd attacked me, and I was in a very, very poor state for a very long time because the attack was so brutal. Now, I have yet to flood my fear of dogs. And when I see a dog of that color, even though I have my own, I get really nervous and I start to sweat. And I try to skirt along the wall to get away from the dog. Even on a bike, I get super, super nervous. It does not matter. It's a weird reaction, a trauma reaction. So the other day I was on the street and I was walking my dog and there was this German Shepherd that, and my dog is a big dog. So it's not like I'm afraid that a German Shepherd is going to eat my little baby. And this German Shepherd is about to attack my dog. And rather than run away, I get in between that big dog and my big dog. And I scream at the German Shepherd. And my partner looks at me knowing this is a real fear of mine and could not believe that I reacted like this because my fight instinct is so deep and so ingrained in my reactions. It's ridiculous. I could do it over and over and over again. I have fought off people in the Middle East. I have scared the crap out of individuals who tried to rob me with a knife. It is not cool, and I hope that I don't have to be in these situations again, but it's strange. And I ask you, what kinds of things would you do over and over again, as Neil Young, the Canadian-American singer and songwriter, wrote from his 1990 album, Ragged Glory? He has been active since 1963, as long as the Rolling Stones, and I will say that he has kept himself wisely relevant. This is Lou Reed and Over on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. That was Over and Over Again, My Love by the Canadian-American Neil Young. Now, I really like Neil Young. He brings me back to my younger years when I used to go camping. I don't camp anymore because I don't like sleeping on the ground. And I also don't like to be cold. So camping is out for me. And also, I don't know. I have a weird history with camping. I've only ever had great experiences camping except once when I was like 13 years old and it was raining the whole time we were camping. So we were always wet. It was awful. It was so awful that I slept with my sleeping bag on the floor of the bathroom, which is disgusting. But that's the only horrible experience. And since I've had a child, the idea of camping and stuff like that just doesn't seem so interesting at all. I don't know. I like nice sheets, I guess you could say. I've developed my princess and the pea mentality, as my mom used to say. It was to much of her horror because she wanted me to be a little bit more grassroots, I think, perhaps, or rich and married to a doctor, which I'm neither of those things. Sorry for disappointing you, Mom. I love you very, very much. I'm my own doctor. That's enough. So I thought because the last song was a Canadian by a Canadian singer that we'd go into a Canadian poem because most of the songs today, 99% of the songs are from outside of Canada simply because, like I said at the beginning of the set, that I was unable to download anything onto a flash drive and I used whatever I could find on the public server here at Graphite 94.9 FM. So this is a poem called You Do Not Have to Love Me by Leonard Cohen. And it goes, you do not have to love me just because. You are all the woman I have ever wanted. I was born to follow you every night while I am still the many men who love you. I meet you at a table. I take your fist between my hands in a solemn taxi. I wake up alone, my hand on your absence in hotel discipline. I wrote all these songs for you. I burned red and black candles shaped like a man and a woman. I married the smoke of two pyramids of sandalwood. I prayed for you. I prayed that you would love me and that you would not love me. Leonard Cohen. What an interesting paradox. You better be careful what you wish for. Now, the next, that was a bit of a palate cleanser because we're going to go back into the heavy, punkish kind of rock with the next on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor. This is imported from The Punisher.
Don't you lie if you never so right.
Now, the next song on the list for Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor, where I am not today focusing on Canadian singers, is the band called the Dead Kennedys, and this is an American punk rock band. They're from the amazing San Francisco, that's not so amazing anymore, apparently. And they started their stint, or they started their music career in 1978. They did a stint from 1978 to 1986, and then from 2000 until now. Now they are, what's really interesting about the Dead Kennedys is that they're very political, and there's a lot of controversy surrounded their music, especially during the time when they started in 1978. So if you know anything about, let's say, civilization history, I think in the United States, I taught a course on American civilization from the scope of DC Comics. So from 1938, I think that's when the Superman comic book came out, or 1937, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. You don't misquote me on that. I know I taught the course, but it's been a while. There was a lot of liberty at the beginning, and then it started getting very, very, very strict. And there was this society, this association that was created to control the content, and had to be wholesome content of anything that was written. There was a lot of burning books. There was a lot of Marvel Comics, for example, almost lost their shirt during this time. And it was a control that lasted over 50 years. So this was still very relevant. Expected code of conducts, what you could say and what you couldn't say, how you could reveal intimate relations on television or in the media, and so on, was really strictly controlled. So the Dead Kennedys, they were at the butt end of this, perhaps. They had a lot of political things to say. They criticized the government on a regular basis, and they did some really, push the envelope to its extremes. One particular album called Frankenchrist was published in 1978, I think. I forget. And this album itself had a song called Penis Landscapes, and they had an adjoining poster that was in some of the albums depicting a group of close-ups of copulating organs. They went to court. It was a big deal. They went to court, and I think they lost. They lost, and they went to court for exposing young people to inappropriate things. So, and I think that was in 83, but I forgot it. I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't. Is it on the other page? No, it's not. So it'd be interesting to take a look at the history. I'm very sorry. I don't remember all of it. This song itself is called Holiday in Cambodia from their 1978 album, KALX 1979 Live.
Your head is
I'm going to retract what I just said about the Dead Kennedys and their obscenity trial. So I said that they won, but they didn't, they lost, but they didn't actually lose. It was a hung jury, and the date was 1985 and 86. So a hung jury, in my opinion, is a huge deal because it means that they absolutely didn't lose. And that is fantastic. That was a fantastic pas en avance for the rights of speech and the rights of having lyrical liberties when you're writing music and art. The next song on the list is Fight for Your Right, which is very apropos by the Beastie Boys. I'm sure you guys already know who they are. They're fantastic. Their career was prolific. They started in New York City in 1981, and one of their major albums was License to Kill, which is what this song, Fight for Your Right, comes from, from 1986. They have their active years from 1991 to 2012, and the only reason why they ended was because of a tragic death of one of their lead singers, Adam MCA Yonch. So this is Fight for Your Right. You should always fight for your right, as peaceful as you possibly can, as far as I'm concerned. You fight until you can no longer fight anymore, and then you survive. This is Fight for Your Right to Party and the Beastie Boys on Graphic 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. When I was growing up, I fought for quite a lot of things. I fought for abolition of the use of paper bags, for example, in our grocery stores. We did these huge petitions and we got the grocery stores to go from paper to plastic, which was a terrible, terrible mistake on my part or on our part or on society as a whole's part, because plastics are not good for the environment. Getting your own bag, bringing your own bag would have been probably the better campaign. But anyway, and I remember when I was a young girl that I would have these horrid nightmares of screaming trees screaming in agony because they were being cut and being burned. It was horrific. So I thought that that was good. I used to also fight for the right of being properly educated by banning some of the teachers in our school or encouraging them to perhaps work in different institutions that catered better to their skill sets, like high school teachers that were better for elementary school teachers and couldn't control the class, for example. I also fight for things like a women's lib and women's speech and gay rights and all of that stuff. So fighting for your right is something that I think is a privilege in our current society. And if that's one of the things that float your boat, you do it. You go like Jane Fonda goes and get arrested and do your thing as long as it's peaceful. And it has a point and an end. At least that's what I keep telling my child, to make sure when he stands up for himself that it's a fight that he can actually move forward in, either with himself or with the actual, with what he's trying to change. The next two songs, I have 6 minutes left. Let's see. Let's do one last song. I had three more songs on the list, but I guess I talked too much. This song is his first album from 1990. The album name is called Smokin' If You Got 'Em. And I remember when I was younger, I had a partner, my ex-husband. He was a huge, huge music fan. And this is one of the albums we used to have. This guy, his name is the Reverend Horton Heat. He's from Dallas, Texas. And he debuted in 1985. He is still currently on the music scene today. And he is known as the godfather of modern rockabilly and psychabilly. Now, he has a very similar sound to a Canadian band that I've introduced and I've actually interviewed here on the show, Punk Drunk Cabaret, from my home province, Alberta. This man, the Reverend Horton Heat, and Psychabilly Freak Out is the last song of today. And I wish you and I bid you a fantastic evening and a wonderful drive. And I hope to hear you next week or vice versa, if not in a couple of weeks. Peace out. The doctor has left the house. It's a psychobilly freak out.
Thank you.